page 138, thinking, problem solving, and language are typically subsumed under the heading of cognitive processes, which also includes perception, learning, and memory, the subjects of earlier chapters. In this chapter you will find activities for critical thinking, selective attention, hindrances to problem solving including functional fixedness, and the effect of expectancies on language. Activity 33 uses four ways of knowing, intuition, authority, rationalism, and empiricism, to engage students in a series of critical thinking exercises involving myths, for example, that we use only 10% of our brains, and urban legends, for example, that B.F. Skinner raised his daughter in a box and she later sued him. One of the goals of this activity is to help students understand psychology as a science. Activity 34 deals with the concept of set or what is sometimes called mental set. Students are read a passage and expected to recall some information from it. But what should they recall? This activity shows how selective attention affects the processing of information, thus making some information available for subsequent retrieval while causing other information to be lost. In Activity 35.